One, two, three, let's go.
Mokes TV Talk.
I'm a man.
You gotta keep him on your toes.
I'm putting you where the action is.
Have you ever seen anything like that?
DecidedTV.com.
And we welcome Steve Mulk. He's with us now. Steve, good morning.
Yes, good morning.
Now, Lou and Steve, one thing I've always loved are political retrospectives, you know, like whether they're documentaries about the shenanigans that have occurred in the corridors of power, or, as is the case this week, a good old-fashioned serious interview, and they're going to get Bob Hawke and John Howard together and have an interview with both of them. I think this is going to be terrific with Annabelle Crabb on the ABC.
That's correct. ABC News on Wednesday night, 8 o'clock, a live conversation. So it will be broadcast without editing and possibly without the opportunity to stop both of them talking. Annabelle Crabb will be speaking with former Prime Ministers Hawke and Howard. And I think given the current tenor of the Australian political landscape, there couldn't be a better time to do it.
I can't wait to hear what they both have to say about what's going on at the moment.
Well, remembering that one of those two people is actually responsible for the changes to the Marriage Act, which has put us in the position that we're in
right now.
Correct,
and I'm sure Annabelle will make sure that that's brought to everyone's attention.
That's right, you can't vote him out, people. He tried a long time ago. Yeah.
And the other thing, too, I wouldn't be surprised if this is one of the last Bob Hawke interviews. I mean, he's not getting any younger. So I don't mean that facetiously. Like, you know, this could be one of the last big interviews with Bob Hawke, I'd say.
Well, that's true. I mean, they are having to replace his alcohol system with blood occasionally. So it might be the very last public interview we do get from one of Australia's greatest prime ministers.
Yeah, it'll be a cracker. So that's when? Wednesday.
Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. What used to be ABC News 24, now just called ABC News.
Very nice.
Speaking of great Australians, Russell Coit is making a comeback. I love it.
Oh, I love Russell Coit so much.
Can you feel it?
Can I feel it? Just before you tell us all about it, Mulkey, can I just give you a little Russell Coit quote?
Please.
Emus live in pairs or alone or in groups. They mostly feed at night or during the day. Thank you, Russell.
It's just delightful comedy, isn't it?
Yep.
When we reflect, when Russell Coit joined us, it was a very different time. You know, we were off the back of Steve Irwin being very excitable about all of the flora and fauna and stuff. We have great memories of people like Harry Butler and those sorts of things. And he just managed to take all of the good things that we love about those characters and roll them into this disaster of a man.
Yes.
It's been great to hear that Glenn Robbins and Tom Gleisner and the Working Dog team have been off filming the oft-promised new adventures of Russell Coit.
Yeah.
They were to air this year. Unfortunately, they are sliding into 2018 simply because of availability and all of the people that have to get the things done.
Bit disappointing, but still.
It'll still be. Look, it's worth looking forward to because it is an absolute hoot.
Yeah, look, and keep an eye. I think, I'm going to stick my neck out, I think that the past episodes are available on 10Play right now.
Okay.
Certainly they aired earlier this year or late last year. And hunt them down. They've got to be somewhere.
They're brilliant. Good absolutely
fun.
Brilliant. All right, Steve Mulk, we're out of time. DecidedTV.com is where you can find literally every single thing you need to know about television.
Including big news on season 2 of Glow from Netflix and an air date for season 2 of Glitch coming to the ABC later this year.
Oh, very nice. You're a wealth of knowledge. Steve Mulk, we'll talk to you again next week. Thanks, mate.